Hello, hey, hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day you happen to be listening, and welcome back to my podcast, Is You Feeling Right Fine? Thank you so much for coming back. We are on episode number 4. So, you know, last time I said that episode 3 was a charm, third was a charm, so you came back a fourth time, then that means I must be doing something right, so I have to thank you. You could have been chilling anywhere else on this blessed internet, but you chose to come and hang with me, so I am truly and eternally thankful. So, and I'm having a good time with these. So again, I'm glad that I got your ear for a few minutes. With this podcast, what I'm trying to do is to have you feeling right fine. And I've got a couple of ways that I want to work on that. So, this episode, this one is titled "The Doors of the Church Are Open." Let me say that again. The doors of the church are open. Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. I grew up in the South. Jeez, I'm talking too fast. Okay. So I grew up in the South. Alabama, to be precise. And I can remember, you know, as a kid going to church with my mom, with my grandparents, you know, and when you're a kid, you know, during church service, what you thinking about? You thinking about the end of it and where you about to go eat. And I'm about to show my age with this one, because where we would always go eat is Quincy's. Quincy's Buffet. Quincy's had the dopest yeast rolls. They had the best chili. And in my mind back then, they had the best shrimp and the best burgers. Like, I loved everything about Quincy's. And so that was worth, you know, sitting up with the, you know, with the lace dress on and the slips and the little pantyhose that I was made to wear as a kid, you know, and those patent leather shoes. I was going to endure it. But see, I noticed the thing about the church ceremony or proceedings, because like I would look at the program and I'd be following along with everything. And then when the preacher got to the end, he would always say, "The doors of the church are open." And so in my mind, I'm a kid and I take things very literally. Still do, as a matter of fact. When he said the doors of the church are open, in my mind, okay, we'd have been here for a couple of hours. I'm hungry. Quincy's ain't that far from here. You know, the doors are open. Why are we still sitting down? I mean, because I thought we were supposed to get up and leave at that point if the doors of the church were indeed open. And I would always look back. Doors weren't open, though. The doors were closed, and I never understood it. All I knew was I was looking up at Mama, and Mama was looking back at me as if to tell me to be quiet without saying a word. But, and I ain't saying nothing either. But, but yeah, that's what I thought it meant. But in actuality, the older I got, I realized that the doors of the church are open meant something completely different. The impression that I got of it and still have as an adult is that when he says the doors are open, then that means that is your time. You know, your time to come to the front. That is your time to either join the church, or that is your time to pray. And when you pray, you're gonna do it in its most authentic form. You're going to say everything that is on your mind that you need praying for. You are going to thank, you know, the way that you have never thanked before. You know, that is your time to do that. The doors are open. Their arms are open and there's no judgment. They say, "Come as you are." And that is your time to do so. And so with me and these titles for the podcast, I kept hearing this one, "The doors of the church are open, come as you are." I thought, okay, how can we apply that to our everyday lives? And so I came up with a few thoughts. Like the hymn, here they go. Oh gosh. So the doors are open. Let's look at how that applies to everyday situations. Most people that we're interacting with, they're opening their arms, they're opening their doors, they're opening their lives to you. They're saying, you know, "The doors are open, you know, feel free to come through this door, because I want to get to know you. I want to connect with you. You know, I like what I'm seeing. So I want to see how far this goes. Now, this doesn't have to just, you know, stay with or only use the example of romantic relationships. This can be friendships. This can be family relationships, whatever type of bond that you're trying to build with someone. I feel like this could apply. So let's look at it. I have to go back to examples that I've had and I've seen. Chris Rock, one of my favorite comedians. I can remember watching him, you know, do stand up. And one thing that he said is that when it comes to dates, we always send a representative of ourselves. You know, you're not sending the real you out on that first date. And in a lot of other situations, you may not be sending the real you. You may send your representative out on job interviews. You may have your representative ready, you know, for that first encounter to make that first impression. What is it we're always told? Always make your first impression your best and lasting impression. You don't know when or if you're going to see this other person again, and you always want to show the best version of yourself. Now, that's not saying that, you know, when you go out and meet new people and you do different stuff that you become a completely different person. But for myself, I know that I have definitely sent a representative out. I've sent a representative out on first dates. I've sent a representative out on job interviews. when I was meeting with clients, whatever it was, you know, I put on that extra little bit of sense of humor. I kind of adapted to whatever role I needed to kind of fit in. I was myself in doing it, but I still, you know, I sent, you know, just a little bit of a representative of me, because again, I'm just wanting to show my highlight reels at this point and leave that best version of myself out there. So again, what does that best version look like? You know, that best version is going to dress a certain way. In my case, that is going to dress a certain way. Is going to have the best sense of humor. You know, And saying this out loud, I can't even believe I'm saying it right now, but it is the truth. I have sent that representative out. And the reason I have done that is because, and I'm about to be pretty vulnerable with this. The reason I have done that is because I felt like the more intense side would not be as accepted. So in my mind, I'm like, let me just hold off on that part of me until they get to know me. Let me get my foot in the door. Ain't that what we say at job interviews? Let me get my foot in the door and then I can work it from there. You know, let me get my foot in the door and then I can show you the real me. So, or all of me, because that representative is the real you. Let me be clear about that. That representative is the real you. You're just sending a highlight reel though. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you're getting your foot in the door. So yeah. So but let's look at that a little bit deeper though. So the phrase, the doors of the church are open. The doors to these people's lives that you're trying to get involved with are now open, and they're telling you to come as you are. So how are you going to do that? So we've already sent the representative out. The one that's going to make the best first impression. But now, if this is a connection that you want to keep, you have got the real you is going to start to surface whether you want it to or not. And let me tell you, if you don't let the real you surface, then you're going to be miserable, because who wants to go through life pretending to be somebody that they're not? So you got to let the real you out. You got to let all of you out. And maybe I need to stop saying the real you. You got to let all of you out. So how do you do that? The whole come as you are. Like, I feel like in my mind, okay, you're about to know who I am because I'm about to tell you. We're going to communicate. And communication for some people is not an easy thing to do. It is not. One of my dearest friends told me once, she said, it is real hard to be honest. And it is for some people, because they feel like, or they may be a little bit insecure about certain things. They feel like, well, you know, if I tell you this about me, is it going to scare you off? Is it going to make you leave? You know, so they might try to keep that part, you know, to themselves. Now, shout out to everybody that can be their whole authentic self and unapologetic about it. That is a beautiful quality to have, you know, and keep that. Matter of fact, teach other people how to do it. You know, that all goes back to, you know, I mentioned this in an earlier podcast, you know, recognizing recognizing and focusing on your own dopeness, understanding the awesome person that you are. But for some people, you know, our awesomeness may not be as obvious to us. So we kind of let that out slowly. But yeah, so to circle back around to this, the communication part. So here's the thing when it comes to communications and building bonds. In my mind, you're going to have two types of people in your life. You're going to have the fair weather people, your party friends, the ones who want to hang out, the ones who you will have an amazing time with, the ones who will party with you when nobody else will. And you will laugh and you will dance and you will do all the fun things. But when it comes to you having to say, look, I'm going through this right now, I could really use an ear. They're like, no, that's a little bit too much for me. That's a little bit too intense. I can't take it. You know, you know, but call me when you want to hang out. Let me know when you're feeling better. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, because sometimes you never know what that person may be going through. Maybe they can't take on something else right now. Or maybe that's not the type of friendship or relationship that they're interested in. Who knows? Who knows? But you're only going to find out by communicating that and talking up front. And if you see that you're trying to vent to this person and they're like, I don't want to hear it, then maybe that's not the one you need to be venting to. Maybe that's not the one that you need to be open with. Maybe that's not who you need to be pouring into. It's cool to hang out with them. It's absolutely cool to hang out with them. Cool to do all the fun things. Do that and have fun with that person. But again, maybe that's not the one that you need to build that deep emotional, or try to build that deep emotional connection with. Now, the other type of person, that's going to be your real friend. Those are the ones that eventually become family in your eyes, because they're going to be there no matter what. They want to party with you. They want to congratulate you when you're doing well. They want to lift you up when you're not doing well. They want to hear about your day. They want to stick around for the good, the bad, and the ugly. And when I tell you, those people are absolutely golden. And when you can come across them, make sure that you stay with them, because they are few and far between. You know, to have somebody in your life that wants to see you through that good, the bad, and the ugly, because they'll tell you, you know, I can see this light at the end of the tunnel. And if you want to talk about it, I'm here. If you don't want to talk about it, you know, let me know when you do, but I'm not leaving you. You can vent to this person. You can pour into this person, because guess what? They're going to do the same for you. And those are the type of people, again, they are absolutely golden. You know, you find somebody like that and you guys could, you know, go your separate ways. You know, you could be working in different areas, you know, whatever life throws at you. You may not talk every day like you did when you first met, you know, but no matter how long you go without speaking, when you link back up again, it's almost like nothing ever changed. It's like you can pick back up exactly where you left off. Those people are golden. Those people are absolutely golden. And I'm smiling right now while I'm saying this, because I have a few people like that in my life, and I'm absolutely blessed to have them. You know, I don't think that there's anybody that I party with, come to think of it. And this is me just thinking out loud. I don't think that there's anybody that I party with right now that I don't consider my family. Sorry, I needed some water just then. Doing all this talking, mouth getting dry. But anywho. But yeah, I am blessed. I'm blessed to have friends and families and relationships. Like, I have all of that. I have all of that and would not trade it for a thing. Now, here's the thing too. I'm kind of getting away from what I wanted to stay with, and I want to touch on this a little bit more before my time is up. The whole thing with communication and why it's important. When you don't communicate, things start to happen. Like for myself, I am my real self. Okay, here's me coming as I am. I'm very emotional. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I tend to overthink. And I will assume a lot. And usually that happens when I don't communicate. And that's why I always need, and I tell people around me, you know, we can be mad at each other. We can go through that. To me, if you're in any type of relationship, whether it be friends, whether it be family, whether it be romantic, whatever it is, if you're in any type of relationship and you never have a disagreement or an awkward moment, anything like that, like somebody lying. But the thing is, how do you handle it and move past it? Because see, the thing is, like I've said this in a previous podcast, you know, I can have an awkward conversation. I can do that. But the thing is, I don't want to have like elephants just hanging out in the room. I want to talk about them. I want to get them out the way so that we can move past it and get back to doing whatever it is that we need to do. You know, don't let me think and don't let me overthink and overassume things. You know, let's just talk. Can we just talk? I'm not gonna sing. Mm-mm. That is not my ministry. That's why I'm a poet. But sorry, I had to laugh at myself again. But yeah, let's just talk. Let's just work on it, because in my mind, there's not too many problems that can't be solved by communication. There's not anything that can't be worked on. But what'll happen if you just let it sit there, you know, eventually it's going to tear everything else down. So, you know, I have the kind of relationships that I don't want torn down, and I'm willing to do whatever it is I got to do, you know, to keep my family and to keep everything, to keep every person in my life, to keep my relationship, to keep all of that intact, you know, and I will have those messed up conversations if it means that we can get back to doing us. So, yeah, that is it in a nutshell. That is the doors of the church being open. And that is me coming as I am. And I can't believe I just told all my business. Although if anybody listening to this has ever seen me perform, you know, I tell all my business in my poems. That's one thing. It's like, I don't think I've ever written a poem or performed a poem that was not true in some way, shape, or form. But I digress. This is not what you were listening for right now. So, I see that I've been talking for a bit, but that is the thing. Just always remember, you know, if somebody is opening themselves up to you, let them get to know the real you, not just your representative. Your representative is dope. Your representative is amazing, but let them get to know all of you, you know, and if they tell you, you know, that they are Planet Fitness, judgment free zone, you know, come as you are, do that. And trust and believe in yourself, trust and believe in that relationship, and just see where it goes. Because the right people, and I've said this several times before, the right people are not going to be scared off by you or put off by you. The right people are going to want to hang around you. And to everybody in my life that has hung around me and stayed with me, I'm eternally thankful, and I love you all. So, yeah, I think that is it for this episode of Is You Feeling Right Fine? Once again, thank you for tuning in and hanging out with me. Again, you could have been anywhere on this blessed internet, but you chose to come and hang with me. And yeah, for all things catharsis, check out my website at catharsisthepoet.com. If you have any questions, all of my contact info and all of my social media is there. And even if you just got some feedback, I want the good, the bad, and the ugly. Drop me an email, leave me a message someplace, you know, I will read it. Again, yeah, that is it. So again, thank you. Thank you for chilling with me. Enjoy the rest of your day. And please, like always, continue to feel right fine.